This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw, 9 floors up in the Kia Studios in Midtown, where at some point today this fog is going to burn off, but we're still expecting a lot of rain. So, you know, yeah, make that in your plans. Pack your patience if you got to move around the area. Might be a little sketchy today. So, you know, just be safe. Be careful if you're going to get out. Move around. Of course, it's the day after Valentine's Day. Maybe you extend the Valentine's to today. It's the whole weekend, you know, because we're going from one holiday to President's Day on Monday. So it's just that kind of weekend. If you didn't get a chance to hang out with your boo yesterday, maybe you hang out with your boo today. Who knows if they're available? That's what you say. You can do that. Meanwhile, we're going to entertain you with a lot of sports talk and games are coming up later on today. Like I said, 11:50, we are done here, and then you will hear Atlanta United against Dallas preseason play. The Five Stripes get set to kick off this season, a campaign that we are very excited about here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Next Saturday is the season opener at Montreal, but they're playing Dallas today, and we're going to check in with Jason Longshore. We'll hear from him 11:50 today, and he's going to be joining me tomorrow morning. We will totally break down everything the next two mornings and get you set for them. Of course, we've got college basketball coming your way today with Alabama and Auburn. Starts at 4 o'clock, and then Texas and Kentucky starting at 8 o'clock. But right now, we're going to talk some baseball. That's right, folks. May not look like it outside, but the season is quickly approaching at all levels. And the guy's joining me next. I've known this guy, and wherever I've known him, he's not been far away from the sport. It is in his heart. It's something that he's worked in, and is always enthusiastic when he talks about it. Mike Salmon joining us now on the waitfor.com hotline. 92.9 The Game alum, Mike Salmon. Morning, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Sam. It's great to hear from you. I thought I'd call in this morning and tell you how much I appreciate you keeping my seat warm the last 5 years. But I'm ready to come back.
You ready? You want to make a comeback? Here we go, folks.
Yeah, let's bring the band back together.
You know what I mean? If Mike Tyson can get back in the ring, come on, man, you can get back in the ring. Right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I might look like and sound like Mike Tyson after that fight, but I appreciate the time. I am passionate about baseball, but it's not something I had played. I played a little bit, you know, my freshman year in high school, but I missed playing. And you know, as we get older, and Sam, you and I are about the same age, I mean, you know, we still play tennis all the time, but that urge was still there to play baseball, and softball just did not scratch that itch. And I found out that there was actually a men's league here in Atlanta that a lot of folks don't know about called the Atlanta Men's Baseball Association. And it's for those weekend warriors like us that still love to play, still love to be active. But there's actually a men's baseball team here in town where we get to wear full uniforms and feel like we're major league superstars, at least on the weekends.
Wow. Now that sounds like a lot of fun. How do people find out about it? And first of all, where do you play? The usual place that you play, or you just play, you know, wherever you can find a field open?
Well, the as far as just the basics, we have five age divisions, 18 and up, 30 and up, 43 and up, 53 and up, and even 60 and up. And
Whoa.
We even have guys that are in their 70s playing baseball.
Are you serious?
Now, we affectionately call it old man baseball, but it's still baseball. But those are the age divisions. So any age you can play. And we play at high school fields around Metro Atlanta, Discovery High School in Lawrenceville, Duluth High School, Meadow Creek, Norcross. And you know this, you're a high school guy, Sam.
Yep.
North Cobb, West Forsyth. And starting this year, we're actually going to be playing at Georgia State's baseball complex in Decatur. That'll be one of our fields. So we play all over Metro Atlanta, all different age divisions. And if you're like me, you hadn't picked up a bat maybe in 20, 30, 40 years, you know, but you still go to the batting cage once in a while, and you're like, I can hit the ball. Well, come on out. You can still play baseball. I will tell you, Sam, that at the younger level, the 18 and older, the 30 and over, it's still pretty competitive. But once you get into the 40s and above, it's more like batting practice. So there are some old man rules that we incorporate to help you out if you can't run like you used to. You know, we can't throw like we used to. We can't hit as far as we used to, but we're out there having fun. And, you know, talking to a lot of professional athletes or former pro athletes, it's not the game they just miss, but it's the camaraderie with their friends and their teammates and beating each other up in the dugout. So it's just a bunch of guys coming together playing ball, and it's a whole lot of fun. And as far as more information, the website is ATLMBA.com. That stands for Atlanta Men's Baseball Association, ATLMBA.com.
Folks, this is Mike Salmon joining us, and he's appealing for people who want to come out and play baseball. And it's not too late. You're not too old to get into the game. He says, there's old man ball. I don't know if they got a walker for you when you get, after you get your hit or what they have for you out there, something to soak your dentures in. I don't know what they have out there for you, but anyway, I feel like some guys might want to come out and play. And this is the time of year when people start hearing about it, especially as the weather gets set to change here in a few weeks, hopefully. People will want to get out and play. Now, when does the season start? Have you guys already started?
The season will start, I think it's March 30th. It's a Sunday league that I'm telling you about right now. So the Sunday league starts, I believe, March 30th. It's the last Sunday of March, and we go into the fall. So it's about 16 games or so, and then there's about three rounds of playoffs. If you're interested in participating, but you're not sure, I haven't played in a year, let me tell you, or played in many years, we do have a player workout coming up on March 1st. It's going to be at Discovery High School in Lawrenceville. Saturday, March 1st, 11 a.m., Discovery High School in Lawrenceville. We do encourage people to go to our website, atlmba.com, and register if you want to come out to try. And it's not a tryout. If you come out, you are going to be assigned to a team to play on this year, but basically we are just looking to see what kind of skills you have so we can put you with the best team that will be the best fit for you. So we do ask that you register, go to the website. It's right there on the homepage for the workout on March 1st. Now, if you're unsure and you prefer to see some people play first, come on out anyway. Bring your cleats and bring your glove. And if you decide at that point when you're there, yeah, let me go ahead and try to throw around and see what I can do. You're more than welcome to do that as well. So even if you don't register, come on out. We'll put you on a team if you want to play, and it's got a lot of fun. We do have some rules, Sam, for guys that are like us. We might not be as quick of feet as we used to be. So there are designated runner rules in the older brackets where, if you get a base hit and you get to first base and you're not a good runner anymore, you can have a designated runner every time you're out there. So there are some variations to the rules, but it's a lot of fun. You don't have to just settle for softball anymore. You can play baseball with the guys.
Wow, if you got a bad wheel, come on out, you can still play. Folks, I got to tell you something, folks. Well, as long as I've known this man, he's been around the sport. I mean, of baseball. I mean, be you in North Carolina, wherever you've been around this sport. And now you have a title with this too. You're not the commissioner. We got to find a league and make you the commissioner, Mike. But you do have a title. You do have a title with this league, right?
I was recently added to the board of directors for the league, so I'm on the board now.
You're not the commissioner yet. You're not the commissioner.
I don't want to be the commissioner.
We're going to nominate you for commish. You've done everything else in this.
Sam.
You've done everything else in this game.
Listen, I'm going to do an injustice to the commissioner. Our commissioner is named Dan Frost, a great guy, just one of the nicest guys you'll meet. I'm going to give you his phone number for anybody that has questions. He's going to kill me. But if anybody out there has questions, they're not. I think I pretty much gave the information where to sign up for the evaluation. Come on out, even if you're not sure. But if you still have questions, Dan's phone number is 404-966-6434. I think everything you'll find you need will be on the website at atlmba.com, but give Dan a call too if you happen to have some questions.
Mike, about how many people are participating in this? If you talk a number, and you're saying that now there's still room for more, but how many would you say collectively are already involved and signed on?
Right now, we have over 500 players.
Wow.
Of all ages, and we're talking, we've got CEOs of major corporations in Atlanta that are playing in the league. So over 500 players. We've got right now currently six teams in each of the five age divisions, but we've had teams in the past where we've actually had people come in the past where they brought an entire team with them and entered the league as a team. So if you've got, 10 other guys that you want to play with, you can enter as a team as well. You would need to talk to our commissioner, Dan, about that. But just great guys, great camaraderie, and a lot of fun. And, yes, you and I do go back a long time because when we first talked, you and I were just some young chickens. You were in Augusta, Georgia, working for the CBS. I was in Columbus, Georgia, sports director at the CBS there. And back in the day, we swapped high school football playoff tapes. And remember, we had them on 3/4-inch tape, and we had to get them on Delta Dash to send them to each other so we could show the highlights on our news. It wasn't the day. This was before the internet and all this stuff.
The way now you just you cut it, you put it on a link, and you send an email, and poop, you got it, right? It's so different now.
It's crazy.
It's so different. But you also worked in baseball as well. So that's why I noticed it with you. Look, talk about something that's happening this weekend. It's an All-Star weekend for the NBA and for the NHL. The Pro Bowl was last weekend, and everybody avoided it. There's still the baseball All-Star game. Have All-Star games kind of gone, I don't know, the way of the dodo bird or something? Or you think there's ways you can still make them interested and people will still watch them?
I think they have gone the way of the dodo bird. I think the NFL finally kind of figured out something to make them a little bit more interesting, because they don't really play the Pro Bowl game anymore. They have the Pro Bowl games. The NBA game, I mean, it's really a three-point shooting contest now these days, and you've seen that. Major League Baseball, I think they kind of screwed up the All-Star game by having these wacky uniforms. Remember the old days back in the 70s and 80s when they used to wear that was unique and cool. So I don't know what the answer is, but I do like what I've seen with the NBA, the in-season tournaments now that the NBA is playing. And then the NHL this year, they've got the Four Nations Tournament, something brand new. They put together all the American players, the Canadians, the Finnish players, and I'm not sure if it's
Sweden.
The Russia-Sweden team.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's something unique. So I love what these leagues are doing. They're thinking outside the box, and I think that's the way to go as we move forward in the future.
Yeah, doing a little something different. I think that's great. But, the All-Star game used to be destination, destined watching. You had to watch it. And one of the things that made it was, like you said, the baseball All-Star game, everybody showed up in their team's uniform, the colors that would just jump out. And, you got used to seeing that. But, of course, merchandise sales, are huge. If you can come up with a jersey or something that people will go online and buy, you want to make them. But I think last year was the final straw for Major League Baseball. Everybody pounded those uniforms, didn't like them. And, they're going to be here in Atlanta this year. Hopefully they come out in something nice. Hopefully, like you said, we'll go back to team uniforms or something closely resemble the team uniforms when they bring the All-Star game here. But before we get to the All-Star game here, you got baseball that people can participate. Give them that phone number once more and who they can reach out to if people want to get involved, Mike.
If they have any questions, our commissioner is Dan Frost, 404-966-6434. But to get information about the league, we play on Sundays. To find out more about the player workout, that's on March 1st. Go to the website atlmba.com. And I would be remiss, Sam, if I did not mention that we are starting a Saturday league as well for players that are 50 and older. That'll be 12 games plus playoffs. That'll start sometime in April. So we've got that. We're looking at a midweek league game or season for the future. And also, we play a Memorial Day weekend tournament called the Peach State Classic, where we have teams from around the Southeast coming to Atlanta. So the league is very involved in the community. A lot of good things. All this information at atlmba.com.
Well, this sounds like tennis, man. How many bag tags you got on your when you bring your bat in? We got so many different ways for people to play, and that's the thing in the area. Right?
I hide those now, Sam. I had so many bag tags, people could hear me coming from a mile away, and I was intimidating them. I don't want them to know how good I might be.
Mike Sabat, always great to catch up with you. Can't wait to catch up with you and see you sometime in the near future. I might come out and catch you guys playing, too.
Sounds great, Sam. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks so much for the time. That is Mike Sabat. Want you to get into the game. Hey, boy, just sit and just watch baseball. Get out there and play at any age. We're doing it here in Atlanta.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.